The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So equity markets across the region continue to show signs of recovering as countries begin easing back some of these stringent lockdown and social restriction measures to combat and contain the recent COVID-19 pandemic. It's even lifted the spirits of markets out in Manila today, with the PSEI closing above 5,500. But still, that Philippine benchmark is still a long way from approaching the highs of recent times, and a recovery in some of the country's major economic sectors might prove to be harder than it looks. Well, today on Across the ASEAN, we're joined by Manny Lisbona, president of PNB Securities out in Manila, to talk about the road ahead for both the Philippine economy and markets. Manny, thank you so much for spending some time to join us after the markets closed out there, and glad to hear you and your family are safe and in good spirits. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me, JP.
All right. So Manny, as we know, the Philippines is also among those countries that is going to start easing lockdown measures that have been in place since mid-March. I think June 1st, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is when the enhanced community quarantine will be turned into a general community quarantine, but basically more measures to enable people to move around and perhaps conduct business. But are there worries from markets in Manila and among the traders on the floors there of a resurgence of infections that might hamper any economic recovery or any shot at an economic recovery moving forward?
In fact, if you just look at the figure, the new case, there was a spike again. So we're hoping that that is isolated. But overall, I think most investors are still keeping an eye on any evidence that would indicate a resurgence of these infections. As you might know, it's been barely 2 weeks since quarantine measures were loosened somewhat in certain areas of Metro Manila. So we're basically still in some sort of incubation stage at this point, if ever there will be new cases. So I think the next couple of weeks will be critical. And especially as you mentioned, June 1 will be somehow downgrading our from ECQ to GCQ, which hopefully not result in a spike of new cases. Definitely, if there will be a surge in new infections, this will delay any economic recovery and cause the market to tailspin.
All right. Let's take a look at the three major sectors in the Philippine economy. It's BPOs, or business process outsourcing, remittances, and most recently, actually in the last few years, tourism's also become what some say is arguably the third leg for the Philippine economy. But as you know, all three of these pillars have shown strong vulnerability to the recent pandemic. Which of these three pillars might see the most lingering shocks, though, and which one might prove to be more resilient if this thing continues to play out, Manny?
It's given the effects, the widespread effects of this pandemic, it's really hard to say which is the most resilient. But I can tell you, I do agree, tourism, which I think it has contributed about 13% of GDP on the average. It depends really on the free movement of people, which is simply free movement.
It's going to be a while.
Yeah, it's in a literal standstill. So without a vaccine, I think this will take the longest to recover, because people will likely avoid traveling, even though we'll be able to freely move. I think people will still be concerned about getting infected. So, and of course, because tourism is actually dependent on disposable income, I think that will have to be a priority. In terms of remittances, well, again, it's really a function of jobs and income. If the remitter does not have any income, how can he remit? So it's going to take a while. Jobs are being destroyed worldwide. I think if you look at like for BPOs, 60% of BPO volumes come from the U.S. So that's another issue that industry is going to contend with, because if there are no jobs in the U.S., no outsourcing, no demand, again, how do we make money? So really, I think that the catalyst for all these things is a development or a breakthrough in some sort of anti-virus vaccine.
We're speaking to Mr. Manny Lisbono, president of PNB Securities out in Manila, here on Across the ASEAN on Money FM 89.3. Manny, I do want to talk about earnings season now, which is more or less wrapped up in Manila and pretty much across the world also. Can you give us your initial impressions of how the companies fared? Of course, a lot of folks were expecting a downturn in earnings in the first quarter. And also whether or not it's too soon to lay out an estimate for earnings in the second quarter when most of the lockdowns actually happened.
Right. I tried compiling the data yesterday just to get an impression. The average, at least for the index members, the 30 stocks in the index, the average was 20%, a 20% decline on the top line, basically. But that actually disguises the worst, which was, I think, DMC. This is on a first quarter 2020 versus first quarter 2019.
Right.
So the decline for DMC is actually a negative 77% on the top line. And that translated to a negative 64% on the bottom line. On the average for the top 30, it's a decline of 12%, which is actually significant. And if you consider that the lockdowns happened at the tail end of the first quarter, I think it's a lot worse going into or when we see the results of the second quarter.
Care to posit an estimate, or are you still busy trying to figure that out, Danny?
It's kind of hard, but an estimate, maybe a further 12%. If we just, at least it's going to be 12% if you're looking at the first quarter as a basis, but probably it's going to be worse.
So 12% quarter on quarter?
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
Yeah. So it's hard to estimate right now, actually, but it doesn't look too good.
All right. We're still speaking to Mr. Manny Lisbona, president of PNB Securities on Across the ASEAN, here to talk about the Philippine markets. Manny, there was an article that caught my eye just a couple of days ago also about how some dollar millionaires in the Philippines have now been heading towards gold more and more. As somebody who monitors the markets, equities, and all these risky assets also, what are these signs worth noting and perhaps worth drawing caution from, or should investors worry about whether or not this means that sentiment still remains flimsy and could fall at the drop of a hat?
Right. The way I see it personally, I think the move to gold is a reflection of the concern about the money printing that's been going on. As you might be aware, a lot of the central banks in the world are, in a sense, printing money. The most notable one would be the U.S. Federal Reserve. I think the number that comes to mind was, I think, around $6 trillion in stimulus sometime last month. And they also use the word unlimited support, which is basically something that causes concern, because basically money printing is inflationary. It destroys the purchasing power of existing currency. Because of that, I think there are people who are moving to preserve or to hedge value, moving into gold and actually even Bitcoin. Bitcoin is something that is akin to gold right now. And I think there are a lot of investors also moving portions of their portfolio into Bitcoin. In fact, I think sometime last week or a couple of weeks ago, Paul Tudor Jones recently admitted that he is going to buy Bitcoin. He's going to put 1-2% of his portfolio into Bitcoin. And you also have the likes of the big banks like JP Morgan and Goldman Sachs, recognizing the players, basically offering services to the crypto exchanges. So that's a pretty good sign, I think.
And finally, Manny, the PSE was one of the first stock exchanges in the world to actually limit trading to about half a day when the pandemic actually broke out. And some people actually credit this as helpful in controlling volatility. Do you think this has been the case?
I think in a sense, yes. But I think volatility has more to do with the sentiment of the market and the way the investors react to news. If you recall, when we reopened the markets after a two-day shutdown, you could see declines of 20%+ for the trading on that day. Like, I think the first day we hit the circuit breaker, the reached 25% decline for that day. So despite the shorter trading hours, volatility will still be there. It's really driven more by market sentiment. I think at least my opinion of it, the shortened trading hours were actually more to help people comply with the curfew so that the back office personnel of these brokers won't have to stay too long and get caught during curfew hours outside of their homes.
Is the outlook moving forward now, do you think that this is going to hold, or is this still, there's still too much uncertainty out there to really gauge if markets will start a slow but steady recovery, at least in Manila?
The market has actually been moving between 5,400 and 5,600 for the past 2 weeks. I think this betrays some sort of indecision on the markets. And if you recall, I mentioned earlier, a lot of investors are looking at whether there will be a spike in new infections when the restrictions of the lockdown are eased. So I think right now, even the clients that we have who are astute investors are also wondering where this market is going to go. So there are people who are putting in some money, but kind of tentative. So right now it's still hard to say, but we are looking at the new case numbers. Hopefully those cases don't rise or the number doesn't rise.
Manny Lisbona, president of PNB Securities out of Manila, thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to join us on Across the ASEAN. And as always, stay safe, and we wish you and your loved ones continued good health.